Number 10.
Did you both read the memo about the company's new email policy?
I did. What's going on? We've never had a policy before. Did something happen?
Yeah, we got a new IT director. His former company had a very restrictive email policy, so his first action is to start one here.
Well, I've heard several people complain that it's a sign that management doesn't trust us.
I agree. I think it's bad for staff morale. It's one thing to remind us to limit our personal emails, but it's quite a different matter to forbid them outright.
Actually, these days, most companies do have some kind of email policy. I just think management is worried about network congestion or viruses.
That's possible, but everyone I've spoken to thinks management believes we're answering personal emails or leaking company secrets.
That touches on the problem. There was no explanation about the need for this new policy.
Well, on a personal note, I spend my lunch hour answering private email, and I'd like to continue that.
Me too. Let's raise the issue with the new director.
Okay, but I understand the company's need for an effective policy. Why don't we ask that personal emails be permitted during lunch?
I think that would be a start to pacifying the staff.
Question: What are these people planning to do?